Aloha, everybody, and welcome to today's Kupuna. And this is a show for all our Kupuna in the state of Hawaii and their families listening in this afternoon. Thank you for joining us this UH football day. Anybody got the score? Give me a call, Dan, because I didn't hear the score yet. But I'm Percy Ihara, your host for today's Kupuna. We're here each Saturday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. on AM 830. Each week, we talk about different various topics regarding seniors, programs, services, and we really try to provide reliable information, not really trying to sell anything. This is a live call-in show, so if you have any comments, questions about our topic today, or if you want a phone number, I have a whole list of phone numbers for seniors. The call-in number for Oahu is 521-8383, and from the Outer Islands, it's toll-free. It's 1-888-565-8383. So, as you know, each week we provide a lot of different phone numbers, events, information, so don't forget to grab a paper and pencil, have it handy, and we'll give you those phone numbers. And as well, it's not only about your life and your situation, but also having information for your friends, neighbors, families, friends from church that may need some help down the road and are aging. Thank you for all the people that attended our Aging in Place workshop at the Ala Moana Hotel. KHON2 and Kirk Matthews, on behalf of the Elderhood Project, was there today, this morning. And we had, approximately 350 people there. Had various topics on caregiving, financing long-term care, and on the afternoon session we had the City and County Department of Human Services, Adult Protective Services Agency, and also Project Donna talking about the different various city and county programs out there. Today we're going to hit another really, really popular topic, which is caregiving. And today we have Mr. David Nakama-Ajo from Comforting Hands Hawaii. Welcome to the show, David.
Hello, Percy.
Thanks for coming today. I know you're really busy. I know it's, you know, now the company, Comforting Hands Hawaii, is a home care provider.
Yeah.
Is that what you term it?
Yeah. What we do is we provide in-home services for those seniors that want to continue living at home. As Percy said at that workshop today, Aging in Place, most seniors that we have met anyway want to continue living at home. In fact, just like my mother, she's in her 80s, and she's still living in the home that we grew up as kids.
Which
is common in Hawaii.
I mean, yeah.
And most of us, and me included, I want to age in my place as long as I can.
So, yeah, we had over 300 people there today, and one of the first things that we did, I said, raise your hand if anybody here wants to go to a care home or nursing facility. Out of 350 people, I think two said honestly that they would want to go. So it really comes down to, and for the audience out there, if you want to stay in your home, how are you going to do that? And or what's going to cost? Or who's going to do it for you? And that's the reason why I wanted David on. Actually, your wife, Anita, if Anita's listening out there, she couldn't make it today because she actually had to go and work for her family.
Yeah. Well, what we do is we have certified nursing assistants, CNAs, and what we do is provide services for the senior, like, for example, light housekeeping, light meal preparation, medication reminder, taking them to the doctor. So what that basically means is that it prevents, and I jokingly say this, the adult children from going crazy taking care or actually turning into alcoholics. I mean, that's the joke about that. But that's the kind of service we provide so that the senior can continue living at home.
Well, you're not too far off. I have three personal friends of mine that take care of their moms. They may not go crazy, but it's a difficult job. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, a definite challenge.
So who takes care of your mom then? Does she live by herself?
Yeah, she's still there living by herself. The siblings, we're taking care of her.
Right.
And so we tell each other we're reverse parenting now. We're the parent now.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. And there are three, the way I classify it, there's three groups of seniors. There's one group that's very active. And like my uncle, for example. Very strong, still drives in his 70s, golfs, in fact.
Really?
Still, yeah. And very capable of taking care of himself, and he takes care of my auntie. And then there's this other group that, towards the other end of the continuum, where the physician is going to tell the family, it's pretty soon that you're going to need 24/7 care, you know, towards the end.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then there's this middle group that, like, for example, my parents, my father just recently passed away, but where we took the driver's license away. So then who is going to go grocery shopping?
Right.
Who, yeah. So that's the middle group who that we take care of. And many seniors are in that middle group and are looking for services. And there are a number of agencies out there that provide that kind of service.
But don't you think there's still a shortage amount of certified nurses assistants?
Oh, yeah.
The amount of seniors out there?
Yes. Yes. And we all know that the graying of America, that the number of seniors that are going to need assistance is just going to grow tremendously. And the number of CNAs that the schools are putting out just cannot keep up with the demand.
Yeah. And if you want to train to be a CNA, I know Coppin Community College has, they spoke this morning at the AGM Place workshop. And thank you, Tony Hathaway, if you're listening. But she was speaking about the caregiver training class, and they're all booked for the year.
Wow. It doesn't surprise me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the CNAs that finish school and get certified, take the exam and get certified, the hospitals need them. The skilled nursing facilities need them. The ARCHES, the adult residential care home operators need them. So they get snatched up. I mean, yeah.
Well, they say over 25% of the population will be over 60 by 2020.
Oh, yeah.
And it's creeping up. Every 10 seconds, believe it or not, somebody turns 62 in this nation. So it's a pretty scary thought. So give our audience, David, if they don't know by now, you know, what does in-home care provider actually do? You kind of touched on it a little bit, but what are some of the activities that you folks handle?
Well, what an in-home service agency does is, for example, it's very common where the adult child, and that's an oxymoron, adult child, but what they'll do is that they can handle breakfast with the senior, and then they'll go off to work, and what happens is that there's this gap in the day when the senior's by themselves, and lunch becomes a challenge, medication becomes a challenge, bathing becomes a challenge. So there's agency like us, and like I said, there's many out there in the community now, that what we'll do is that we'll go in, prepare lunch for them, maybe help them with the housekeeping. They call this bathing assistance. What's a challenge for seniors is getting in and out of the shower. Many homes have handrails, which is good. However, like, for example, when my father was living with us, he would need assistance getting into the shower. So what the CNA would do is just stand by, you know, just guide him in. Uh-huh. He can get in himself. He'll sit down in his shower. She'll, you know, draw the curtain. He'll do his thing. He can just, you know, take a shower, do everything himself. Then getting out becomes dangerous because we don't want him to fall. So, again, the CNA will help them out. And then if he needs assistance dressing, fine. If not, they can dress themselves. So just that period of getting into the tub and getting out, which is kind of spooky, and you don't want the senior to fall. And that's where the bathing assistants come in. And then many of us don't realize that as we age, just, you know, changing linen or changing the sheets becomes a challenge, especially for the older women with severe osteoporosis. You don't realize that, you know, bending over and putting that fitted sheet on becomes a challenge. I mean, and you know, taking that laundry basket to the washing machine becomes...
That's simple.
Yeah. And you know, you don't realize it. And in some homes, you know, there are steps.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we don't want the senior to fall. So
you talk about the tub. Do you see still a lot of tubs out there? Because I already told my wife, I want to renovate our bathroom, and I want to walk right in.
Yes, we still see tubs, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's why handrails are critical. However, it's smart on your part. Even myself, when we do our renovations, it's going to be just a walk right into the shower. Yeah. In fact, we'll in the wheelchair with the shower.
I know a few of the companies are just helping people understand that. They don't want the steps. They don't want to climb up into the tub. I personally think it's going to make the house more marketable whenever they sell it down the road.
Mm-hmm.
It's already got the retrofits in there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of companies in there. So I'm sorry, what other services do they cover?
Another service that's really important for seniors is medication reminders. Mm. It's very common among seniors to either be under-medicated because they think they
under-medicated. Okay.
See, they think they took it. So they tell the other, I took it. And, you know, dad, I'm looking at this pill thing. It's got a whole bunch of, you didn't take it. Or the other way around. you know, you're checking the vial and you open up the vial and going, whoa, more is gone than I thought. Dad, he says, oh, yeah, I've been taking, they forget it and they take extra.
Oh.
So that becomes very challenging. So this medication reminder is important service, you know, to tell the senior, not, don't worry, you took it already, or you know what, you need to take it.
Okay. Today we're going to come right back. We need to take a short break. This is Percy Ihara with today's Kupuna. We're here each Saturday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. This is a live call-in show, so if you have any questions for David on caregiving issues or any other issues, just give us a call, 521-8383.
This Saturday and every Saturday, join host Percy Ihara, a senior advocate who has over 17 years of experience as a mortgage professional, with today's Kupuna, a weekly series focusing on important issues facing seniors and their families. Get involved. Share your thoughts. Call 521-8383 and toll free from the Neighbor Islands at 1-888-565-8383. It's today's Kapuna on News Radio 830 KHVH. Don't miss it.
Check out today's Kupuna on television every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. on Olelo's Channel 52. Just like today's Kupuna on News Radio 830 KHVH, Percy Ihara will have interviews with guests in your community to discuss very important issues facing our Kupuna and their families. So hey, tell your friends and neighbors and spread the word. Today's Kupuna on Olelo Channel 52 and News Radio 830 KHVH. And check out KHVH830AM.com.
Hey, you with the rumbling tummy. What's for dinner tonight? My name's Sat, short for saturated fat. And I love it when you eat the foods I'm in, like cheeseburgers and pizza.
Move over, brother. I'm trans, the bad fat you've seen on the news. Might I tempt you with some crispy fried chicken and fluffy biscuits?
Come on, give in to your cravings.
We can't wait to raise your bad cholesterol.
And clog up your arteries.
The Bad Fats Brothers. Don't let them break your heart. Learn more at AmericanHeart.org/facethefats.
Aloha, this is Brian Schatz, Executive Director of Helping Hands Hawaii, one of Oahu's largest social service agencies. We help hundreds of moms every month with diapers, beds, bus passes, desks, chairs, and whatever they need to keep their families together and their lives in order. We need your help. Please call the Helping Hands Community Clearinghouse if you have a household item to give away. We'll even come to pick it up. Call us at 536-7234 or visit HelpingHandsHawaii.org. Thanks.
You're listening to Today's Kapuna with Percy Ihara. If you want to discuss the topic of the day, have a question, or want to make a comment, now is your chance to call Percy at 521-8383 or toll-free from the Neighbor Islands at 888-565-8383. Now, back to Percy Ihara and Today's Kapuna.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Percy Ihara with David Nakamaejo from Comforting Hands Hawaii, a local home care provider. So, David, you actually just made a comment just now while during the break that you said sometimes people don't need a CNA, maybe just a companion. So you have different types of services?
Yes. There are some seniors that are just looking for someone to help them just a little around the house. They don't need any kind of medication reminder, maybe some light housekeeping, and someone just to watch the senior.
Oh, good.
And we have that kind of service also, so CNA is not required. Our agency, and which is common among our competitors, what happens is that when the senior gets to the point where they're going to need, for example, IV, tube feeding, changing of the bandages, wound care rather, then that's when we are in contact with, like, for example, care resources, nurse finders, and the others that have nurses on board that we refer them and says, okay, it's the senior has ratcheted up, if you want to use that phrase, to that level where you need a licensed person.
Because CNAs really can't administer oxygen, tube feeding.
Not medication, no.
But do you see a lot of that, though? That's quite expensive when you have to have an RN.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but
what are they? Give me an idea. What do they run?
Oh, gee.
$30 to $40,
yeah,
$50.
More than that, yeah.
An hour.
Yeah, an hour, and then there's like a 3-hour minimum for. Wow. Yeah, yeah. So. That's like I said, that third group that's towards the end where the, you know, they're gonna start thinking seriously about, okay, what am I going to do with mom and dad? I mean, they get to the point where they're going to really need constant care.
Oh.
Okay.
So give the audience an idea what it costs for a companion versus a CNA.
Well, the range usually right now out in the community is about high 20s. If they, for example, need a bed bath, they need kind of constant care, yeah. Then down to like $22, $21. Okay.
For a companion care.
Yeah, for a companion care, yeah. That's the window that the community can expect to pay for that kind of services so that someone can be with their parents, during the day or even at night. And most of the agencies, what they'll do is that they have a minimum hour. However, you can come out once a week, twice a week, three times, whatever. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't have to be every day.
Most people don't need it every day right off the bat. Yeah?
No. Sometimes it usually starts off 1-2 days. And then, of course, working with seniors, it progresses. Yeah, then you're going to need more hours and more days. Yeah.
Is there an average length of time people need care like that? Or is it just a particular situation?
Oh, no. All over the place. Yeah. Yeah.
So one of the biggest things today is fall prevention. I didn't realize you do fall prevention training.
Yeah, what we have is a short 45-minute presentation, and it's free. We do it for the community as a community service, and it's aimed at seniors and family caregivers. So it's not for the nurses, it's not for the professionals, it's not for the nursing home or the arch. And what it is that it's basically just teaching the family caregiver and the senior themselves things that they should look out for in terms of preventing a fall. The second thing is what they can do around the home to prevent the fall. And then the third thing is we show them how to get up from a fall, assuming that you're not hurt. In other words, we tell seniors there's a proper way of getting up.
Right.
Now, assuming you're not hurt now, because if you're hurt, if you even suspect that you're hurt, don't even try to get up.
I thought about that.
Yeah, and falling for seniors is very,
It is the number one reason why people end up in nursing facilities.
Yeah, and it's the statistics is pretty alarming for those seniors that end up going into the emergency room. Yeah.
And I think 30% eventually succumb to the ailment they had from falling.
Yeah, orthopedic surgeons, the statistics for every 25% of those seniors that fall and just break their hip now, because when you fall, you can have a traumatic brain injury, you can fracture your wrist, you can break your back, a number of things. But they know that if a senior breaks their hip, 25%, yeah, not going to make it out the year.
A year?
Yeah. And my grandmother was a classic, Issei, strong as a horse. That generation. And she accidentally fell, broke her hip, went to the hospital, surgery. 3 months later, pneumonia. And
wow.
That was, yep.
So when you say training, where is this training held at? Is it held at your offices or around the different agencies or churches or where?
Good point. We go out to the facility, or not facility, but we go out to wherever they're gathering. So we've done it for churches. We've done it for the Arthritis Foundation. We've done it for Alzheimer's. We've done it for NARF. That's the National Association of Retired Federal Employees. Mm-hmm. Alana Keela, Catholic Charities, Honolulu Gerontology. Wow. Yeah. So this is, like I said, a community service, and it's very low-key in terms of just teaching people, seniors and family caregivers, how to prevent the fall, because that's such a devastating event, yeah.
Before I forget, your phone number, real slow. Or if you out there want to write David's number down in Comforting Hands Hawaii, I refer people to you guys. Mm-hmm. And I like what you folks do. And your phone number?
It's 262-8586.
262-8586. So you're actually based in Kailua?
Yeah, we're based in Kailua, but we service the entire island. So we've got clients in Hawaii Kai, Waipahu, in the leeward area, in the windward area, so it's all over. Yeah,
I know some companies were saying, "Oh, you have to live near a bus line because our caregivers ride the bus." How do you folks do that?
No, we don't have that kind of restriction. Even though it is a challenge, like you and I know, finding enough CNAs. So that's the challenge we have. Actually, the challenge all the agencies have is finding enough workers. That's the problem we have.
So if you're listening out there, if you're ever thinking about getting into home care, certified nurses assistants, or just in senior care or just the senior industry, you know, give us a call. You can call David and he can help you out, because I know everybody I talk to, they're always looking for employees. KCC right now, I guess, is full to end of the year for the CNA training. But it's very, very important, especially for the churches out there, the senior clubs. I know a few of you are listening out there. You want to help each other out and be able to provide resources and speakers. I know a lot of senior clubs have speakers every week or every month.
Mm-hmm.
Give David a call,
262-8586.
That's right. And you mentioned that you're working on another type of presentation, right?
Yeah, another type of training that we're working on is this sensitivity training. In a nutshell, what that is training for, not for seniors, but for those family members who are going to or are right now taking care of seniors. And it's a sensitivity training in terms of putting the family caregiver in the situation that the senior is going through. It's like how Nissan Corporation, there's this very interesting article that came out. What they did with their 20 and 30-year-old engineers is they purposely made them 30 years older. They put kind of like stiff braces on their knees. They put glasses that blurred their vision.
I did that when I got my certified senior advisor designation. We did that. We put our left shoe on my right foot, and my right shoe on my left foot, trying to walk around. They put rubber bands around my fingers, so I had to try and write, because if you had arthritis. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so that's in a way like that. So that and it's going to be short. We're aiming at making it maybe hour at the most, hour and a half. I mean, but to at least have it experiential. And I think Percy, when you went through that, it was like, oh, wow, yeah.
Well, I'm a baby boomer. I was like, yeah, it probably could be pretty hard, but until you actually experience it yourself, simply just changing your shoes and put on another foot, man, it's like, I mean, instantly, like, oh, okay, now I understand. Then you do the rubber band, put around your fingers, then they muffle your headphones or stick stuff in your ear and try to talk, and now you know why people, what did you say? Or I didn't hear you, or you turn one side because they can't hear out of one ear. Mm-hmm. That's great. Is there going to be a charge for any of these courses?
No. It's going to be free.
So fall prevention and
community service again. Yeah.
Oh, good.
And one last thing on that is one of the things that we're looking for a manufacturer. They have these glasses where it's a yellow sheet and it's to mimic mm-hmm. your clouding of your eyesight. Mm-hmm. And in fact, it affects how you see color.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting. When I was experimenting, or at least you know, doing this with my wife was doing this with my niece. She put the glasses on, and you have this fake pill box, and you know they got these little round dots to mimic pills.
Mm-hmm.
And the instruction was to pick the blue one. And when your lens are your eyes are you know clouded, you can't tell the difference. And adult children are notorious for telling their parents, take the blue one. You've always taken the blue one. Take, Mom, why can't you get the blue one? And you're looking at it going, which one is the blue one?
Well, if it's either cataracts or glaucoma when you get older, certain colors don't look, is not identifiable. And I believe it's yellow and green.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
Oh, but it is interesting. So you're going to take it out. When are you looking at starting to do this? Sometime this year, next year?
Probably beginning part of the year. Yeah.
You should really take it out to companies, especially
yes.
banks and
yes.
credit unions,
yes.
and people that are in the front line dealing with seniors every
yeah.
day. I mean, they do a great job, I know, but just more sensitivity
yeah.
training.
Yep.
Like you do customer service training, they really got to understand sensitivity training with regard to seniors, restaurants, things like that.
Yep.
You know? That's a good one, David.
Yeah.
I'm gonna call you on that one, okay? Anyway, this is Percy Ihara with David Nakamayejo from Comforting Hands, Hawaii. We'll be right back after this short message. Thank you very much.
From the Clear Channel News Center, I'm Linda Dela Cruz. In his weekly radio address, President Bush thanked members of Congress for passing the financial bailout package. He asked Americans to be patient and not to expect the package to have overnight results.
While these efforts will be effective, they will also take time to implement. My administration will move as quickly as possible, but the benefits of this package will not all be felt immediately.
He says the $700 billion rescue plan will be undertaken at a careful and deliberate pace to make sure the money is spent wisely. House lawmakers had rejected the rescue package on Monday in its original form, leading the stock market to post its single biggest losses in the Dow history. A judge has declared a mistrial in the case of a man accused of causing a traffic crash that cost his wife her arm. Jurors yesterday say they could not reach a verdict in Iovanni Alatini's trial. Alatini is accused of causing the traffic accident on the Ichuan Freeway Airport Viaduct January 18th of last year, in which his wife Liz lost her arm. A prosecutor says she intends to retry the case. Just a reminder, Monday will be the last day to register to vote in the November 4 general election. Clear Channel's Gina Garcia has more.
If you register by mail, your application must be postmarked by midnight Monday. If you register in person, you must do it before 4:30 p.m. Monday. Early voting starts Tuesday, October 21st and runs through November 1st.
Liki Highway Kaneohe-bound will be closed tonight overnight for tunnel maintenance from 7 tonight to 7 tomorrow morning. In island weather, it's partly cloudy with a low around 72. Winds are easterly at 11 to 13 miles per hour, gusting up to 20 miles per hour. I'm Linda Dela Cruz in the Clear Channel News Center.
You're listening to Today's Kapuna with your host, Percy Ihara, where he provides valuable information and resources to help seniors realize a higher quality of life. Every Saturday from 4 to 5 p.m., Percy and his guests discuss the issues important to the senior community. Whether you want to discuss the topic of the day or just have a question, now is your chance to call Percy at 521-8383 or toll free from the Neighbor Islands, 888-565-8383. Now, here's Percy Ihara and Today's Kapuna.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome to this great Saturday afternoon. I do want to mention a few resources out there in the public. The city and county has an excellent senior information and assistant handbook. I carry this wherever I go. You can get it at American Savings Bank, all the branches, or the Elderly Affairs Division, the city and county Elderly Affairs Division. And they have a very, very resourceful unit over there, and they have a really great senior helpline. Pretty much anything you need to know, they're going to be able to know who to call. Their senior services hotline is 768-7700. And once again, it's 768-7700. And ask them how they can get a copy of the book. It's about, this one is 96 pages, and it's got everybody you need to know, from care companies to city, state services, Medicare, Medicaid. It's got everybody in here. And like I said, I keep this in my bag at all times. I also want to mention every Monday morning, there is KGMB has the Genius of Aging, talking about aging issues. And also every Thursday morning and Thursday afternoon, my buddy Kirk Matthews does the Elderhood Project over at KHON2 News. And thanks again, Kirk, for being our host this morning at our Aging in Place workshop. We are looking at trying to do one sometime early next year, so look it out for an article and advertiser in Star Bulletin midweek. And lastly, if you're at Zippy's or Long's, next time you're there, look under the rack and you'll find a magazine called Generations Hawaii, which is a magazine for the life after 50, the good life after 50, and it has a lot of different articles and informational pieces about aging and good life. So check that out as well. It's at Long's and Zippy's in the state here. David, want to come back to caregiving and what you folks do. You asked me a question. How do you select caregivers, and is there a good caregiver? Is it special traits to look for? You know, how do you select a good caregiver?
Well, that selecting is rather simple. Just finding them is the challenge. Yeah. One of the things that's of utmost importance we've found from our experience with families is dependability. Mm. In other words,
you mean like coming on time?
And showing up.
As that.
Yeah. Wow. Oh yeah, yeah. So dependability is very, very important for families, because what happens is that what they don't want is 8 o'clock, get a phone call. Oh, I'm not gonna come in today. It's like, oh, you're supposed to start at 9. In fact, you're supposed to take Ojiisang to the doctor. like, oh, scramble time. So, yeah, I mean, they don't
like.
He
must have a tough life. I mean, Anita's not here. She's supposed to be here, Anita. I'm sorry, not here, but it's probably, very difficult.
Yeah. So the way we do it, because, I mean, every agency has their own methods. The way we do it is, you know, when they call for an interview, Anita will schedule it. And she'll schedule it at a place that's convenient for the caregiver. And there will be a time that's designated that she'll meet with the caregiver, and wherever it may be. Okay, now, what happens is that the caregiver needs to show up on time. That's one of our hidden screening devices. And then when the caregiver comes out and is on time, then you know, she'll go through that, you know, fill out the application. We'll go through the screening. And then when there's a second interview, we will, again, schedule it. And then the caregiver needs to show up on time.
Because if they don't show up on time, they don't get their mom or dad doesn't get bathed, doesn't get fed.
And then when it comes to training, then that's the third test. In other words, a designated day is for picked for training. If the caregiver does not show up on time, we don't take them.
Isn't that kind of simple, though?
When you think about it, yeah.
It's critical to a family, though.
Oh, yeah. And in fact, the caregivers we do hire, and we have the rapport, and that's one of the another things that we do, is we will match the senior with the caregiver as best possible. Mm. And then what's happened countless times already is the caregiver and the senior has developed this rapport. And for many of our clients, if it gets to the point where, not gets to the point where, if it happens where the caregiver is ill, they say, don't worry, my father doesn't want anybody else. It's okay. So when she's...
Really?
So we'll take care of it. So they just want... The father would just want her... Or the mother would just want her. So that's interesting, yeah. But that's how we like to do our services. We will keep the same caregiver with us. We're not going to flip-flop them around. So that becomes a challenge.
Well, David, whatever they say, you know, I have several clients that have their own caregiver. I say, what do you mean by your own caregiver? Oh, we have a family friend that comes in and we pay them cash. And what do you say when people say that? Because I heard it's kind of taking a risk.
It is taking a risk, because what happens is that then the family becomes responsible for supposedly the taxes. If not the taxes, the health insurance. So the family is taking a risk. So say, for example, if a caregiver gets hurt and then decides to make a claim, then the family will be in a situation where they may need to pay for the medical expenses, and that will can add up. So that is a risk the family is taking by, you know, hiring someone under the table.
What about if they quit, and can they claim unemployment?
Oh yeah, that's another thing too. Yeah. So then it becomes kind of sticky.
And what about if that person gets, you know, $20, usually it's like cheaper, like $15 or $10 an hour, and they say they worked there for a year and they made $10,000. Are they responsible for the taxes on that? Who's responsible for
the taxes? Well, that's the gray area. Yeah. That's the gray area. So you know, you don't want to get into that situation.
If I fall down on the job or the backyard.
Yeah. So that's, you know, the price you pay when you do hire an agency. You know, they will take care of that, the tax burden, and besides screen the caregiver, because I know all the agencies, they do background checks.
Do they do a police check or something? What do you call that?
A background check. What they do is that, you know, I'll just speak for ourselves. What we do is that we do a local background check, criminal check, and also a national criminal check. And then also, too, that if the caregiver is going to be driving, they have to have an absolutely clean driving abstract.
When you say driving, do they do a lot of driving, like taking them to the doctors or the store?
Sometimes. Oh, yeah. Or if, for example, they'll do errands, like sometimes the caregivers will, you know, drive down to Times or a grocery store and buy groceries and come back. You know, what we don't want is someone that's got speeding tickets and hit someone.
Right back.
Yeah. So we tell our caregivers, no, you need to have a clean abstract. So they are required. And of course, they have to have auto insurance, but they have to have a clean abstract. So However, if they don't, then they're not allowed to drive at all. Uh-huh. Nothing. Nope. Yeah.
Wow. That's so.
And so. But how long do they normally stay? Do they get do your caregivers get burnt out, or how many hours do they work a week? Are they?
Well, we have some full time workers and we have some part time workers. So I mean, we got both sides. Depending on the caregiver and how many hours they want to work. I mean, yeah. So we have some that want to work full time and some just want to work part time, mm-hmm. and so they get assigned to either one or two clients. You know, depending on how many hours the clients want. Yeah. And many of the caregivers, they don't want full-time.
So they're all trained in fall prevention?
Yes.
Are they all trained in CPR?
No, not all. We don't require that. Some agencies do.
Oh.
So we don't require that. So CPR is not required. Yeah, some of the agencies do that because just as an added, service.
Do you find a lot of, I guess you're dealing with patients or clients that are still can do some of the activities of daily living?
Correct.
Or you wouldn't be telling a client that's got dementia or things like that, Parkinson's or?
No, we have, we've had clients with dementia and had clients with Parkinson's. So depending on how, severe it is, if it gets to the point where we feel that, they're going to need more intense care and it is out of our league, then that's when we start, again, referring to the other agencies. As I was, mentioning earlier. So as we're considered the non-medical. So as long as there's non-medical needs within the senior, we'll take it. And once they start getting, intense medical services, that's when, again, we go to those. We refer them to other agencies.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do most of your clients have children on this island or have children at all?
That's a good question, Percy. Our clients go the whole spectrum.
All of
them? We've got clients where they have adult children here on the island, and we assist taking care of the senior, and it's common that we have also clients where the adult children are on the mainland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
sure.
And we have, and the other way around, we've got even some clients where their adult children they're on the neighbor islands, mm-hmm. instead of the neighbor island,
right.
having the children on Oahu. So we've got them all. Yeah. So it's interesting. And then, family dynamics and taking care of the senior, yeah.
What about, let's say I'm the oldest son, and I want to put dad in a care home, I want to have this. You must have some family debates about like that, huh?
Oh, yeah. And definitely we we stay out of it. Yeah. It's a family dynamic. So this planning or what the senior does or how they want it, yeah, should be clear with the adult children, yeah.
How do people pay for care, their care?
Mm. The way they pay for this care is this is private pay. We do have on a rare occasion a senior now that had purchased a long-term care insurance.
Oh.
I mean, when you think about it, if we're taking care of someone, in their 80s, that means something like, 30 years ago, they would have thought about, buying long-term care.
About it? You can. My parents bought it at the age of 76.
Okay.
And they're 80 right now.
Okay.
But I mean, that is a great way to pay for long term care.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 So if the family has the capacity, and they can qualify,
the foresight,
that'll be good.
The planning to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. The foresight. Yeah. But many of the seniors that we take care of didn't do that. They have the foresight.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is all private pay.
And Medicaid doesn't pay for in-home care like this, huh?
They do for those that qualify.
But it's a very limited program,
Medicaid,
though.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Nursing Without Walls?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, what's real common that we're finding out from experience, and I'm pretty sure the other agencies come across that, too, is that it's like the senior gets sick all of a sudden or falls,
uh-huh.
and lo and behold, hospital. And then social worker comes in and then saying, okay, dad's going to get released in a couple of days. You're going to have some home care. And it's like, it's like a cold bath. And then, man, they're just scrambling. They don't know what to do. They never had this experience.
Common.
Yeah. You probably know that too, Percy, being in an industry. So it's, we see that all the time. Poor family just like, oh my goodness, man, we don't know what to do. Yeah.
So, but. Do they go directly to you, or do they hire a case manager, or
what usually happens is that the discharge planners at the, for example, facilities or the hospital, you know, they have a list. We're on it, and the other agencies are on it, and like Kukua Care, Nurse Finders, Care Resources, or healthcare professionals. What they do is that, you know, they'll refer them and they'll call up, and depending on the level of service, the social worker will you know, recommend certain agencies, So, you know, it's
And what, you still got to interview everybody and talk to everybody about what you do, right?
Yeah. See, and then the other thing too is we also help families, you know, find, you know, care. In other words, if we get initially called and Anita goes in, and you know, we're not able to service them, we don't just tell them, okay, thanks, bye. I mean, you know, we'll help them find another agency.
That's really what it's about, the information out there. So, David, that's really great. And that's the reason why we do today's Kupuna, here to provide you with the information. We're going to take another last break of the day, so hang on there. If you have any questions, give us a call, 521-8383. It's today's Kupuna.
Hey, you with the rumbling tummy. What's for dinner tonight? My name's Sat, short for saturated fat. And I love it when you eat the foods I'm in, like cheeseburgers and pizza.
Move over, brother. I'm trans, the bad fat you've seen on the news. Might I tempt you with some crispy fried chicken and fluffy biscuits?
Come on, get into your cravings.
We can't wait to raise your bad cholesterol.
And clog up your arteries.
The Bad Fats Brothers. Don't let them break your heart. Learn more at AmericanHeart.org/facethefats.
Aloha, this is Brian Schatz, Executive Director of Helping Hands Hawaii, one of Oahu's largest social service agencies. We help hundreds of moms every month with diapers, beds, bus passes, desks, chairs, and whatever they need to keep their families together and their lives in order. We need your help. Please call the Helping Hands Community Clearinghouse if you have a household item to give away. We'll even come to pick it up. Call us at 536-7234 or visit helpinghandshawaii.org. Thanks.
You're listening to Today's Kupuna with Percy Ihara. If you want to discuss the topic of the day, have a question, or want to make a comment, now is your chance to call Percy at 521-8383 or toll free from the Neighbor Islands at 888-565-8383. Now back to Percy Ihara and Today's Kupuna.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Today's Kupuna, and we're here each Saturday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. on AM 830. So we're statewide. The call-in number is 521-8383, and from the Outer Islands, 1-888-565-8383. And if you don't know by now, Today's Kupuna is actually on television as well. We're on channel 52, which is Olelo, here on Oahu. And we're on every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. So it's actually, we can see us talking with our guests. And David, you'll probably be on in a couple of weeks there. But we're here to provide you information and number, phone numbers and events. The next event coming up, I believe, is November 1st, which is the ARP and the Elderly Affairs Division's Caregiver Conference. And it's all day November 1st. I believe it's a Saturday. Mm-hmm. They expect about 700-800 people, if not more. But check that out. You can go to elderlyaffairs.org, or you can call it ARP. Generations Magazine will have a little spread on that. You can call the Executive Office on Aging. It's 586-0100. And they also have newsletters. The Elderly Affairs Division has a newsletter, which is really good, on caregiving. And it's called Aloha Pumihana. But I also want to give you out the numbers for your Outer Island people. I don't want to forget you guys out there. The Area Agencies on Aging for the Kauai County is 241-4470. Hawaii County, you have two. You have one in Hilo, which is 961-8600. And in Kona on Hanama Place, in Kailokona, that number is 327-3597. And on the island of Maui, we have the County Office on Aging at 270-7711. And my buddy Wilson, if you're out there on Maui, let me know if you catch us out there. But we're here each Wednesday, Saturday afternoon from 4 to 5. David, on caregiving now, your caregivers do all sorts of issues, but is it because, like, I'm a baby boomer, is that the kids don't want to take care of mom and dad, or they can't because they're working two jobs? Okay. What kind of scenarios do you see commonly?
Well, the most common scenario is, I guess the phrase that's being used in the industry is a sandwich generation. In other words, sandwiched in between is the adult child. In other words, they have now parents they're taking care of, and then they have their family and work situation that they need to deal with. So they're sandwiched in between. And that's the most common one we see. So that's, and what agencies like us do is to help the adult child take care of their parents. And
it's a growing problem. That's why.
It's a definite challenge for us baby boomers to go through and figuring out or at least handling that situation becomes very a challenge. You know, still continuing work. Taking care of maybe even kids, and some of them get grandkids, and then and then taking care of their elders, because you know, you and I were just talking before the show that got some elders that are in the 90s and their adult children are in their 70s, and yikes. Yeah, and they've got the 70-year-olds got their grandchildren that now they're trying to, you know, take care of, and boy, they're just going absolutely berserk.
Yeah.
But getting back to our caregivers and some of the things that, you know, what we look for is, you know, in caregiving, It's I tell our caregivers, it's like this continuum or this spectrum. We're on this end where we're taking care of seniors, and the other end is taking care of toddlers.
Mm-hmm.
And we tell them, you've been selected because we feel that you have that characteristic. In other words, you can't give someone a piece of paper or a tablet and just tell them, okay, read these couple chapters, and now you know how to handle a 2-year-old and a 3-year-old when they go through a tantrum. You just got to have it in you that when this 2-year-old boy is just going berserk because he can't get his way, that you're just not going to be upset. He says, okay, I'm going to let this kid just let that energy go. And believe it or not, our seniors make a full circle. And then you have to have that capacity within you already that when the adult, or the senior rather, gets kind of belligerent, it's that's just them. I mean, you know, when you're not feeling well,
you don't take your meds.
Yeah. And you know, you have to be compassionate. So that's the kind of stuff that, you know, we look for and needs to be in it. And it's interesting, you know, like for example, we had a client that when our caregiver would go over, she would go over and he'd go, hey, you know what? I just came back from San Francisco, you know. He has dementia. And the wife goes, and then our caregiver goes, no, Popo, it's okay. And then our caregiver goes and sits down with the gung-gung in the kitchen and hears the story for the umpteenth time. And then after he tells the story, he's fine. And guess what? Next time he comes, she comes, hey, I just came. And then the mama goes, it's okay.
Let him go.
I mean, you know, so that's the kind of, how would you say, a characteristic in a caregiver that you really cannot train. You just got to have that, you know, capacity to you know, understand that. And
yeah, I mean, I tell people every day, like, we're going to be there one day. and I sure hope I have somebody compassionate. So, but I always tell people, take care of your wives. Because as you gentlemen out there listening, as you age, it's going to be a wife taking care of you. Because statistically, we already know that our wives will outlive us. Yeah. So how did you get, by the way, involved in caregiving? It's a difficult job, but it must be very rewarding. And you're a very compassionate guy. I know. I've known you for a while, David. But how did you get involved anyway?
Kind of stumbled onto this, actually. Well, you know, I jokingly say that, you know, on my forehead I have reverse parent. I tell people before my father passed away just last year, you know, I had an 89-year-old son and an 84-year-old daughter. Anyway, so what's happening is when my mother called and said, you know, dad needs a haircut. And I went, oh, okay. And when does it? And of course, like most seniors, today or tomorrow. It's like, oh, geez, you know, I got work lined up, sandwiched, right? So here I am, like, well, okay, let me figure out something. You know, call my brother. Nope, can't make it. Like, he's booked too. So, like, oh, shuckers. You know, then the next day I'm at the bank and I noticed this, a flyer from Moyle Community Center.
Oh.
And this, we've had the business over 5 years. And on that thing says, you know, caregiving. So I said, oh, I'll call them up. So I called them up. My parents live in Macaulay. And I said, hey, you folks have this caregivers. Oh, yeah, we can. Where's parents live? Macaulay. Oh, we service that area. Oh, okay. Well, what do you want? Well, somebody just take my father to get a haircut. Oh, we can do that. Oh, where? Alamoana Center. Oh, yeah, that's close. Can he take them tomorrow? No, you got to go on a wait list.
Wait list?
Wait yeah. list? Says, yeah. Like, oh, no, no, no. My mother's not going to allow that, man. She wants the haircut now. So that's when I thought, this is interesting. And then when I started doing research, yeah, in the top 500 franchises, there are three of them that are in the top 500.
Really?
Yeah, Comfort Keepers, At Home, and Home Instead.
I mean, national company.
Yeah, national company.
They're
yeah.
not here yet, are they?
No, they're not here yet. Yeah, so it's like, wow. And then, you know, as you do it, then you find out, oh, yeah, this is the... And then, of course, you and I know already, you know, like, boy, this is growing up America, or the aging is coming down, and it's coming down very, very fast. So that's how we got into it, and we're enjoying it. This is a really neat thing. Yeah, and our caregivers really enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah. They really have to. I mean, otherwise, it can be very depressing. You know, you have a senior act up. You can
oh,
get pissed
yeah.
off, and you don't understand that.
Yeah. And you know, we've got situations. I mean, like, for example, we had, you know, taking care of one senior, and she had a Foley bag. And that's a catheter, so that, for layman's phrase, that, you know, for shishi. Anyway, she's sitting down, and then she tells our caregiver, hey, you know the way because she has dementia, she goes, you know what I feel? I think I'm pregnant. She's 80-something. Oh. And, of course, our caregivers, you know, being familiar with working with, you know, dementia, said, gee, Mama-sang, I didn't know that. You didn't tell me you had a boyfriend. Just flow with it. And then she went, eh, how can ya? And then that was it. I mean, you know,
yeah.
That was the end of the conversation. And then, so we warned the son. He says, because of that feeling, you know, your mom actually thinks she's pregnant. So, you know, just be prepared. And that was interesting. So when she told him, you know, son, I think I'm pregnant. Oh, he had to keep his face straight.
But that's true. You know, when you have dementia, if you don't address it and handle these patients carefully, they can get abusive. They can get physical. They can just turn. And I've heard that. Actually, I have a friend of mine that her father got kicked out of two day centers, daycare places, because he was getting too angry and yelling at people.
Yeah. Thank goodness that doesn't happen too often. It does happen, but it's not that common. Yeah, when they get violent, they call it. Yeah. We've had what we tell our caregivers. Actually, we tell more of our families. Okay, we've had experience about how for dementia. Never argue with them because you'll never win.
Yeah.
Just agree. You and I know that. So just agree.
Yeah. David, one last tip before we head out of here on this
okay.
beautiful Saturday afternoon, before we give your phone number out as well. One last tip. When you're looking for a caregiver.
When you're looking for a caregiver, it's this compassion. Having that, and you can sense that, you know, when you talk to for a caregiver, that they have that in them that, they're compassionate, very, very understanding and patient with the senior.
Yeah, good. And your phone number now again, once again, for our audience?
Phone number is 262-8586.
And I know you have a website as well, right?
Oh, yeah. ComfortingHandsHawaii.com.
Oh, very easy. Very easy. Great. Dave, we're going to have you back on. We'll get you on the television show shortly.
Mm-hmm.
You got some great information and have a cute little story there. But this is Percy Ihara with Today's Kupuna. We're here each Saturday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. Thank you very much for listening, and aloha, and live well.